One of our top stories as Volodymyr Zelensky leaves Ukraine and heads to Washington, set to meet today with President Biden and members of Congress as the war rages into its 10th month. Fox's Jared Halpern live team coverage in Washington. Was there word that this was cooking before yesterday when the story broke into the evening hours?
No, there wasn't. And honestly, even after the story broke, Rich, and we were sort of reporting that this was underway, there were still some sources indicating that this is not a done deal, that there were still some security issues that they had to work out, and that those leaks that sort of emerged there late yesterday afternoon were not helpful in trying to keep this pretty secretive. Listen, this is the first time that President Zelensky has left his country since the full-scale invasion in February. This is a remarkable thing. He is going to come to the White House. He's going to meet with President Biden. The two are going to have a news conference. The president expected to formally announce the latest military aid to Ukraine. Zelensky is then going to address a joint meeting of Congress. He will speak in the House of Representatives, we understand, in English, as the House is considering this omnibus spending bill that includes new Ukrainian aid money. And so this is really a full court press, if you will, by President Zelensky and certainly his Republican and Democratic supporters here in Congress. But this was held close to the vest. In fact, it seems to be something that was organized mostly on the House side, because even after word of this broke yesterday, there were a lot of Senate leaders who were unfamiliar with these plans, or at least were not telling us publicly that they were familiar with these plans. So a pretty extraordinary get-together here that's about to happen this evening in Washington.
What kind of reception is he likely to get based on your reporting through the year, and how welcoming will the message be about his appeal likely for even more aid, both militarily and humanitarian?
By and large, the support for Ukraine has been bipartisan. We heard yesterday, for instance, Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in the Senate, talk about this enhanced Ukraine aid as one of the reasons people should support this end-of-the-year spending bill. I think where you start to see some wavering is more on the House side. Again, it's not an overwhelming majority of Republicans, to be sure. But listen, there are always going to be lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, who raise concerns about the amount of foreign aid, the amount of money, military spending that's done outside of this country, especially when you have a massive spending bill and a lot of priorities at our southern border and elsewhere, right? And so those sentiments are out there. I don't know how loud they're going to be on an evening like this, right, where Zelensky is here. But listen, it would be, irresponsible to describe aid for Ukraine as unanimous in the Congress, but it certainly remains very strong, very bipartisan. Republicans and Democrats alike have certainly come together here to make sure that Ukraine has the resources it needs, not just militarily, but remember, a lot of this aid, too, goes to the ongoing governance of Ukraine to help make sure that they can, continue to pay their bills and keep electricity flowing and pay their government. So it's not just military aid that's a part of this package. It's pretty sweeping, and it'll be interesting to see how that's sort of phrased today by President Zelensky and where his focus lies. Certainly he has continued to ask not just the United States, but Europe as well, for a lot more weaponry. And that is becoming an issue for the U.S. as well, as they've tried to balance meeting the needs of Ukraine without doing things that could be viewed as perhaps too escalatory in the eyes of Russia or the eyes of NATO partners.
It's going to be a fascinating story as it develops through the day. Fox's Jared Halpern will be reporting out. We'll have a live update again tomorrow from you. We'll have live coverage of the address tonight and the joint news conference as it happens here on 104.5 FM.